ABC's Truth and Lies, Jeffrey Epstein special aired last night. This just drives me nuts.
I can't even.
I got to watch this thing.
Couple things. So I got to watch it too, but there's a couple things you need to know. Remember, ABC is the network that protected this pedophile rapist, child pedophile, this just disgusting guy, Epstein, for 3.5 years. Amy Robach was caught on a hot mic blasting her own bosses for killing the story. For 3.5 years, they had it. Now it's a special. And it's... I'm offended by what they did in the special. They had Maria Farmer, who's one of the girls that was attacked by Jeffrey Epstein and his assistant, attacked. And they put cheesy soap opera music from behind it. It's not Big Brother. It's not it's not The Bachelor. It's just, come on.
Jeffrey was lying there on the bed with socks on and boxers. And he goes, sit right here. And I thought, oh, God. And I sat down, and Ghislaine got on the other side of me. I remember being in a lot of pain. I remember having some bruises. They didn't get my clothes off. They tried. I was in an absolute panic to the point where I was able to get myself up and get out of that room. And Ghislaine came after me, but I literally took these big pieces of furniture, and I pushed them against the doors.
This is just, did you hear that? It's really? Seriously?
That is messed up, yo.
Well, it's about assault, and it's a serious thing, and they're trying to make it like...
They put like a chill music behind it.
I don't understand.
Anyway, there's more. Okay, ready for this one? Let me just give you a quick story in Ormond Beach. An Amazon Alexa device is being credited with helping police catch a man who is accused of stealing from 3 different residents at a senior living facility. Alexa.
Okay.
Okay? Alexa and that other one...
What is it? The Google Home?
Yeah, record everything you say all day long, all night long. They keep it.
This one was the video Alexa.
Yeah, but even the audio, they keep everything. They
Anything
have all this
that's
stuff.
Recorded can be digitally. Can that's what you're told. Yeah. Can be retrieved. No matter how many times you delete it, it's somewhere out there. You can find it.
$39 you buy it anywhere. Yet the highest of security prisons in Manhattan, highest security prison in Manhattan, the latest technology for the worst people in the world. Not only did they not only was there no surveillance of Jeffrey Epstein when he supposedly killed himself, which we all know is not true, but now, after they found it, they inadvertently deleted the surveillance video outside the cell the first time he tried to commit suicide.
Really?
It disappeared.
That's interesting.
3 guards on him. Both times. They don't remember anything.
What did they say? They had the wrong floor. Oh, our bad. We had the wrong floor.
Here's one more thing. Ready? To pile on ABC, the pedophile protectors. I like that. Should be their new slogan.
It should be a show.
ABC allegedly, according to a reporter from the Miami Herald, stole the entire story you saw last night from Emily Michaud over at the Miami Herald. She had this story word for word in 2018. And now she's pissed. One more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
The attorney in the first case against Jeffrey Epstein, where all of a sudden one morning we all woke up and they had all the evidence in the world that this guy was a pedophile and flying politicians and Hollywood types to his islands to have sex with underage girls.
Right.
This is the attorney's response when he found out that everything was excused.
It was like being struck by a bus and not knowing what hit you. He got the deal of a lifetime.
Wow.
Secret negotiations beforehand. Secret non-prosecution agreement, all potential co-conspirators. Known or unknown, complete immunity. For nothing in return. Why, in God's name, as a U.S. attorney, would you ever enter into a deal like that?
It's very simple. Occam's razor. They were on the plane, too. Now, how many times have you heard Clinton was on that plane 26 times, but you just saw no evidence, right?
Now.
Yesterday, photos obtained by the Post show former President Bill Clinton posing aboard the Lolita Express, Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, to his islands.
There's a picture of him and Shante Davis. He's got his arm around her.
There's a picture of him and Ghislaine Maxwell, too.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's in a couple.
I have a question. He's like standing at the door of the plane waving with her like he's still the president. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you pose for that in front of that plane? Wouldn't you be like...
Because they think they're beyond the law. They really do. And right now they are. He was on that plane allegedly 26 times. Now, we're for sure he was on there once now.
Jeez.
Their egos are so huge, they can't even like resist leaving evidence behind. As a matter of fact, we heard through Sunny investigators, I don't know if you know that, we do have an investigative team.
We do?
Yeah. They were out there. Not only was he on the plane, Jeffrey Epstein was the co-pilot and Bill was flying.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see some mountains. And if you look to your left, you'll see nothing. You understand? You've seen nothing. Flight attendants will be coming around to take your cameras and smash them. Trust me, it's for my own good. We know I have a choice which airline I fly. And when I do fly, I choose Epstein. I mean, no, I don't. Wink, wink.
Rick Stacy.